judgment we offer. One shot was that word. And because he engages in the marketplace, so he's machal. Because the market phenomenon demands that you can't get that perfection of shtus. That's one shot. And the second shot was that there's a range, and it's not really an altogether. Right. And it's mutter. Right. So the question was, one question was what Aaron asked, why do you say Suffolk Dereis? Why does he say Yerush Mayim Yetzer Tzur?
Right.
So I was thinking of the, I took a look in the bottom of it there. See, he has both cases. Like, let's say, for instance, yeah, and with regard to him cheating intentionally, there you're right.
Who's the other?
But let's say, for instance, the guy wants to claim back. He didn't do it intentionally.
Okay.
But now the guy wants to claim back the shtus.
Is it allowed to mechila?
What?
Is it allowed to have a chila according to everybody?
Is the allowed? Yeah, but still, there would be an isser.
If the guy did a b'shogig, there'd be an isser.
It would no. Yeah, why would it be an isser? Because there is a shem. Or no.
Is a shem or not? Even the guy is mochel.
Even though he's mochel, but there still is a shem or no.
Really? I mean, if you,
you will now be placed into the conference.
If you overcharge a guy by accident by a nickel, right. It's worth $1,000, you know, it's worth $999.99, you charge him $100, you'd be over an isser?
If, when you did it intentionally, be an isser.
Right.
So when you didn't do it intentionally, it would still be a shame on all.
Right.
So therefore, you raise your mind, we'll give him back the nickel.
Even though they say ma'alta having mechila. Ma'alta having mechila?
Yeah, because ma'alta having mechila doesn't mean that there's no isser.
It doesn't mean there's no isser, even b'shogeg, you're saying.
Well, b'shogeg, he didn't do an isser because it was b'shogeg, but still, there's an underlying no.
That's the first way.
First way.
You're saying according to the first way. You're saying there still would be
an underlying no, so you're a rich man, we'll give him back the nickel.
So why didn't he say it after the first shot?
No, he's saying in the end, after he summarized the book, I'll tell you why. Because according to the second shot, there's no issue altogether.
Right.
And according to the first shot, he's a muzik. So you could say, since he's a muzik, he's not mukhif to mosmechrol or raya.
Right, oh yeah, well, you definitely need mominus, it's the Alta Mechila. You definitely don't have to give back mominus, right?
What's that?
If it's Bishogi, you definitely wouldn't have to give it back in terms of mominus, according to the first shot.
According to the first shot, that if you did it intentionally, there'd be an Isser.
If you intentionally did it, but you did it Bishogi, there'd be no Isser.
There's no Isser in doing it because you didn't know.
Yeah, right, you didn't know.
But still, there's an underlying one off. That's why if you did it intentionally, it would be an issue. So since it's an underlying unknown, you raise your mind, we'll give it back.
Uh-huh. Mechila just functions that he doesn't have a tefias mamon against you?
That's right.
Excuse me, according to the second shot, I was just thinking yesterday afterwards, is there a midas chasidus not to charge the extra, even though it's a fluctuation, but is there a midas chasidus to charge according to the regular price and not to take advantage of the fact that the yeah, the price can't be fixed like that because of the market.
No, I don't know.
If you have smocha, you know, like it's a, so, you know, you raise your mind, like, midas chasidus. Is there like a kiyum of that, so to speak?
I don't see why there should be if there's a range. Now, what was the other question? The other question was, what's the other side? What's the other side to say that what? That Pachas Mishtus
is the Chdesh Yara.
Yes, according to the second shot, the other side is that there's no range. That's the hakira. Is there a range or is there no range?
Right.
But according to the first shot, what's the other side? So I was thinking maybe according to the first shot, that's Higufa is the question. The question is that considered Mechila? In other words, is the fact that I'm happy that there's a market, so therefore my happiness about there being a market is Mechila? Or do I say, no, it's still not mechila, because it's not mechila directly on the hefsed mamon. It's just another, it's an extraneous phenomenon that brings into play mechila. Is that considered mechila or not?
And mechila isn't tied to this particular hefsed mamon.
Right.
Just on the general idea that there is commerce and...
Just the general idea that there is commerce, and I'm happy to engage in commerce. But who says that is a real than a mechilas mamon?
You're saying in the framework of commerce, definitely people are mochel,
therefore you can't collect it. But the question is it really considered, is it ever did mechila on the hefsed?
Right. You see, like, it really is a mechila, just maybe it doesn't halachically count because it doesn't have kavana for this particular hefsed.
Right.
But, like, when people do engage in business, there is, like, an implicit mechila, but there's no actual mechila in particular.
That's right. There's no mechila in particular.
What do I really want to give up? Particular.
Right.
It's not really...
Right. Or do I say, no, you're so happy about the marketplace that it's considered a real mechila.
Unfortunate consequence of having a marketplace.
He's
not really.
Right.
You don't want it, it's just whatever. What's
going to
go?
Yeah, that's right.
It's not
a
mechila, it's just.
Or is this a practical thing? Or do I say no? They're so happy about the market, that's an absolute mechila. On any hefsed.
The other side hold that mechila has to be on this actual hesed, or that it counts as it.
The altar would have to hold the mechila on any hesed rule.
I mean, he doesn't care about the particular. But not, he's not
right.
Saying that this type of mechila will mean.
He doesn't care about that simon because he's so happy about the market that's considered mechila gemur. Or do I say he's happy about the market to engage? And the fact that he might not be able to collect the shtus. But on his personal private hefsed, he's never really, it's not really considered a mechila.
Right. Right. It's interesting that you say that even if you're saying it really is a good mechila, that there still would be a din of hashav.
That's right.
Interesting thing.
It's an interesting thing because it's not a real mechila on my hefsed. That I'm not mechel on. I'm mechel on the fact that I can't claim it.
Right, I hear that. I mean, it's specifically because the nature of the mechel is
nature,
not tied to a particular.
That's right.
That's why there would be a din of hashav.
That's right.
Right, I mean, he wasn't really mechel hasa, he was happy about a market, so he's mechel the whole din tviyah.
Din tviyah, yeah, right.
But
the mechanics.
Right. The guy is Toveya, there still was a shame or not. He never was moved
right.
In particular or not.
Right.
But after Bechdeshiyara, if you were to be Toveya, right? Would you say there's a
deal? You hold if there's no machila. You're saying you hold if there's no machila.
Right, or even let's say Baishtas. Let's say Baishtas where there's a Shava. After Bechdeshiyara.
Okay.
If he comes to you and says, can you give it back to me?
Right.
You say there's a din of returning them? It was all shogi. It was amazing.
What was it?
Shogi actually charged him a shtus. He overcharged him by a shtus for shogi. But then he waited too long.
He overcharged him by a shtus for shogi.
And longer than Bechdeshi Yara. So is there a din of...
Longer than Bechdeshi Yara?
Yeah, when you say it's a Mechila. You say it would be Mechila, right?
Right.
But there's a Shem or not. So would there be like a din of Hashava?
I guess not, because it's a real Mechila.
It's a real Mechila there in that case. In particular, in this particular situation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. I'm saying it's
Mechila.
But you're learning that there is a shame or not here because the nature is Mechila. It's like an implicit general Mechila. It's not
right.
Tied to a particular.
Right.
But if it was tied to a particular, the case of Shtos and after the Fleshiara.
That's right.
You're going to say there's an idea of returning it.
That's right.
Say that that's what the time limit is. But the Shiar is the Chacham said that they remove your right to be Tovea, because otherwise, if you could always be returning things, then there would be no market. So they impose.
That's where they get nuts.
Yeah, they impose the Mechila. I mean, it's not like the guy decided to be Mocha. That's a different case.
You give him a chance to talk it over. Is Vechdeshi Yara a raya that he's mochel?
Right.
Or because they made a takana Vechdeshi Yara, which comes first? That's the question.
Right. You say, I'll be telling him whether you should return to him if he does come afterwards.
Right.
You know, like you don't have to, but your Shemayim would return it just because the guy's believing to be ran out, but since there was no, you should still return it. Maybe your Shemayim would return it. Same kind of concept for the Rosh.
Yeah, but even if you say that it's a time limit, still, then wouldn't then there be a Mechila because everyone knows that there is a time limit? At the end of the day, it'd be Mechila, it's just not.
But here there is a Mechila, halachically.
Yeah, there is a real Mechila.
The Rosh is still saying the Yer Shemayim returns it.
Parishtos?
By Pachas Mishlas, I'm saying.
By Pachas Mishlas?
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of Mechila out there.
But the question is that a real Mechila?
And because it's not attached to particulars.
It's not attached to particulars.
Yes, if you say there's a time limit, then you'll say, like, that's the.
By a time limit, you definitely.
Right.
Okay, so what's more of that?
So this question is only according to Rabbanu Atar. What's the din? Tashma Chazru Divrei Chachamim. The Tagri Lud, after they found out that Rabbi Tarfon held Kol Ayom, they switched back to the Chachamim. Savruha Pachos Mishlish L'Rabbi Tarfon K'Pachos Mishdus L'Rabbanon. So we're assuming that the Rabbi Tarfon's din of a Shlish is equivalent to the Chachamim's din of a Shdus.
Pachos
Mishdus. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So what that it say that it's mechila.
Right. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo.
Rabbi Shlomo pachos mishdus l'rabbanan bechtei she'arat she'yara l'tagaro l'krovo l'rabbi tarfon kol ayom shimhachi chazru. So it's good. It's better for them to be with the rabbanan because there is a shorter time period. Yeah, Rabbi pachos mishdus l'rabbanan la'alter have mechila. L'rabbi tarfon ami la'alter mechila amai chazru. Rabbi Tarfon nichlu tve. Tamad Rabbanon kamashu hu ona. Rabbi Tarfon have a mechila.
So
it must be that Pachos Mishos is Bifteh Shiyar El Tagar Lekrovo.
So therefore what?
So therefore we have an answer.
So therefore they were chosen.
Yeah, right. Right. So it's true they have less.
Right.
Yeah. So it's true they have less cases of mechila, but the cases that are mechila have a shorter time period, so
correct.
It's better.
According to Rabban.
Yeah.
So you know, there's no right. Why?
Misaver pachos mishdus le Rabbi Tarfon kapachos mishdus le Rabbanan dami lo mishdus va'ad shlish le Rabbi Tarfon kushdus atzma le Rabbanan dami. Yehachi.
So once I say therefore what?
So therefore, there is no reason. What is it?
And under shdus the Rabbi Tarfon agrees. Above and from shtus to shlish, it's like shtus atzma l'rabban.
Right.
And they have galayon.
But you also, it's also.
So that's why it's pleasant.
That's why it's chazu, because the chum holds. Does anyone hold the chum hold alter now?
The chum will hold. No, we say until the shtus, we're saying is the alter point to everybody.
Right, until shtus is alter point to everybody.
More than the shtus.
Would be the machlokas. Between a shtus and a shtus would be the machlokas.
Would be the machlokas.
Right, and more than a shtus, they would agree again.
So therefore, they hold that what? And according to Rabbi Tarfon, you can be a chazak aliyon.
That's going on above.
Above
the shtus.
Above the shtus.
Right. So that's why they're chazu to the chacham, because they hold bechdei shiyar in those cases.
Right.
But everybody agrees below it's l'alter.
Right.
Right. But now the problem is, why are they ever happy to begin with?
Yeah. Now the problem is, what was the samchal?
Right.
Yahati b'may samchu meikara tishol debitol mekach harabana no la'olam chozer. Given the number of the Rabbi Tarfon have on the samchu, so they're happy on the other end of bitol mekach. Because of course,
chum hold the bitol mekach la'olam chozer, and Rabbi Tarfon holds they want kolayom.
Well, he may agree by.
Well, they originally thought it was b'chdei shiyara, right?
Right.
So originally they thought that interval from a shtus to a shlish, Tarfon was saying it's not bitul mekach, which is la'olam, but rather it would be bechdei shiyara.
Right.
And
so that's why
they were happy. They said, look, it's great. We have bechdei shiyara is much better than la'olam.
Right. That's right. Tifshin, bitul mekach l'rabban la'olam chazer, given that we're able to have an avyanoa, so they were happy. Why? Because you can't be low and chazer.
Right.
Ki amalu kol hayom chazer. The isag that we could be bittul mekach l'rabban v'chdei shiyara l'tagar l'krovo v'may samchu.
Right. Would they ever? What was ever the advantage of Tarfon?
Right, what was the advantage of Tarfon?
Now, why did they go back when he said Kol Yom?
And why did they go back?
They went back when he said Kol Yom, Rashi says because there is no. There's no difference between Kolayom
and Lolam, yeah.
Well, but still, what's the disadvantage of? Is there any disadvantage of Tarfon? I mean, it's Yad Elyon at that point.
Yeah, that's what
he says. That's what he says?
Yeah.
So, what is more? Is it Sankhavish Tesatsma? We're up time for Mechila. We're a Bananana. So they were happy about the Shtus.
Shtus itself.
And then later they were chosen. Because once it's in Kavayom.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's take Mr. Bar. You boil them.
Does the Gemara ending off with an answer? It's like, not really.
No, it doesn't answer.
We thought we had an answer based on learning the Mishnah the first way. And it said, don't necessarily learn the Mishnah that way, because I could learn it this way.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
But do you want to define the two of Tarfons, or?
But then you're going to have to say the Rabbanon, you want to find Rabbanon himself.
Yeah, it's a funny sheet, though.
It is a funny sheet, though. Alright, let's go. What are the facts of the Shita?
Well, first thing where I thought, he's just arguing on a shlish. He's changing a shtus in a shlish. That was in Machlokas.
There he holds.
The same Shita as Rabbanon, just like their cutoff point between Mechila and Bet HaMekach, instead of being a shtus of the Mekach, is a shlish of the Mekach. Which is like, at least they're in the same framework, it's just a funny machlokas. Like, what kind of...
He's going to hold with Kana and Mazana and Yadol Olyana.
Is that a shlish?
Is that a shlish? So where did he come up with shlish?
Right. What kind of argument? What's the argument exactly?
That's a tough one.
That's the easy side.
And more than a shlish, what does he hold?
Bittle Mecca.
We're up to a shlish.
Why is the question more every time from the Rabbanan? Where the hell did Rabbanan get a shlish? Get a shlish from?
I mean, that's the Mishnah.
You think that's also Shem Sinai?
That's what I thought. Apparently not. Right? It didn't sound like, I thought it was like a shear. I thought it was a lachem Shem Sinai. It's like any shear. It doesn't seem. It seems like it's like an omei das of like the Ramban sound. Like also.
Yeah, Ramban sound.
Hamram duhu. Right? It doesn't sound like a lachem Shem Sinai.
It's not a lachem Shem Sinai.
No. I don't know why though. Why doesn't it? I guess must request a coming.
He also has a different shear for the time also, for this month. The same dinner.
That way, Nicole Yom and...
also just interchangeable.
Yeah, that was our question also. Those related, those two more points.
The Gemara assumes not.
Gemara assumes not?
Yeah, that they have to go together.
They do have to go together.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's our question. Why can't they be passing like Rav Tarfon for one and Rav Banan are they...
seems they're together, right?
They're tied together, right?
Well, at least they have to go under some hurrah.
Is it because... or are they conceptually?
The Gemara also makes Rav Tarfon hold the altar if the Rabbanan hold the altar. Like, why can't the Rabbanan hold the altar and Rav Tarfon hold Kol Hayom?
What, you mean Pachas Mishnas?
Yeah.
Right, but then you're making a chokas bigger for no real...
Is that just the reason?
That's the simplest way to learn. Right. Just say they're arguing what they're arguing about. I had an idea.
That if you say that Bechdeshi Yara Latar Lakrovo, you give them the chance to talk it over.
Right.
So that means that this transaction. He's still engaged in this transaction. Like, he can't go on to another transaction until he finishes this transaction.
Right.
That's, if you say they want...
Bechdeshi Yara.
That is time for Mechila. He's engaged in this transaction. and has responsibility to make a decision on this transaction.
Right.
So he would give him a chance to talk it over with Otago or Haver.
Right. I mean, like almost like the transaction isn't really done.
That's right.
Because, like, after you do it, he goes to show it to somebody and comes back and can return it.
That's
right. If he does something else, then it's too late.
That's too late.
Okay.
But if you say it's Kolayom,
right.
So then what you're saying is that the derech of the shuk is that I'm involved in a lot of transactions. So I could put this one away until I finish all my transactions for the day.
Right. He doesn't still have to be involved in that particular transaction.
Right. He doesn't have to be involved in that particular... You don't say that he must be involved in this particular transaction.
Right. But Kol Yom, you mean, is saying he's still involved in, like, business. He's still involved...
Yeah, he's still involved in business. Kol Yom was, yes, because Kol Yom is a whole day of the business in the shuk.
Right.
So I have, other business to do.
Right, and that stuff I have to actually initiate deals. That's when there's no
right
time rush.
Right.
Right.
That's usually my choices.
Before the day's out, then you make sure you settle all your...
That's right. Otherwise, it goes by the nature of a transactor in the shop. Or do we say that he has to finish this transaction now? Could you go any further?
What does the share have to do with if he gets involved in something else?
Oh, because he can't get involved in something else.
Right.
Why not? Let's say I know that the Tagger is an hour away. Right, so I have an hour. So on my way.
So he has to be busy. He has to be busy going there.
Right. If you do something else,
if I pick up something on the way, then I lose it.
Good.
Yeah, but almost
where
does
anywhere say
that? Because it's with Vaishyara.
Right.
And if you're gonna pick up something along the way, it's gonna be longer than Bavishia.
Right, by definition.
Then if the shortens.
Right. So he'll never make it.
He's not gonna make it. Time. How's he gonna know it's on?
It'll be impossible.
He's gonna have to go to the tower, see that it's on, and then come back.
Well, if I did nothing, then I have an hour. Let's say.
The suspension. So he has to resolve it.
Right.
What do I say? It goes by the nature of a Yom HaShuk. I might take this deal now involved in a few other deals.
It's like a schus of the Gavra who's Osik in Prakmacha. That's
right.
He has a schus that he can go back on his deals that whole day.
That whole day.
Based on the nature of a businessman, that's how he has
right
to operate. So we give him a spouse that he can go back if he finds a mistake.
That's right. You don't prevent him from going on.
Right.
The whole his business in the shuk.
Right. The whole spouse emerges from like that's how you, in order to do business, you have to let a guy be able to check out prices. So since that's where it comes from, the nature of business is you do multiple transactions before you start looking into them.
Right.
So that whole day, the businessman has an opportunity to go check into them. And as long as he's also in business, he has the ability to go back in and check on them.
Right. He doesn't have to resolve his deal
right
now.
Right. It's a schus of a gavra.
Right.
According to Chum, it's not a schus in a gavra, it's a din that he's a schus in a mecca.
The Chum said he has to resolve the mecca. He has to resolve the deal.
It's a din that a mecca has.
Tafin says you can't do that to him because you're preventing him from doing business
right
argamachia.
Right.
Intrinsically, really, you should resolve it right now.
Yeah. But since the shuk is a place where you have opportunities,
right,
so you can't take away his chus for opportunities in the shuk till the end of the day. That seems to be the question.
Right.
Which is more mustava?
I remember the floor and like commodities and the floor.
More mustava or tavern.
Yeah. Because like you're in the middle and the pit's active, you don't try to work out
right, work out the
breaks with people. You can deal with it to the end of the day.
Right.
You have the opportunity to go to a guy and say, do you recognize this trade?
Right.
Like, it's crazy to say that you have to check it out. I mean, there's business going on right now. You can't miss opportunities from going on in business. Right, you can't do that. It's impossible. You have to wait till after the action is done, and then you can go back and start looking at it.
Because business timing is a big part of the business.
Yeah.
Right. Right. You can't take away schluss.
Yeah. Part schluss
is shook.
Part of business is multiple transactions.
Right. You're taking away the gavra schluss of the shook.
Right.
Right. I mean, the shook is a unique time when everyone's there and the business is all the deals are ready.
Right. Moment start working though.
Right. But they're holding it as just a din that the mekach isn't really nigmar.
That's
the
right.
Guy finishes.
It's in suspension.
Right, because the guy's it's really over when the guy checks it out and is okay with
right.
it. Or he decides not to. But
right.
So part of a deal is you have the right to go show it to somebody and make sure that it's
that's
okay.
Right.
But that's part of the mecca.
The mecca remains in suspension and you have to resolve it.
Right.
Now God wish this would be excessive.
Alright.
And also he's not doing multiple deals, you know?
He hasn't done multiple deals.
Right.
He just does one deal. He's just buying one thing from a guy. You're not, transacting back
right.
and forth. So it's
right.
the Fe'shiara. It's part of the Mecca.
In order to facilitate deals in the shuk, so it would be a wider range.
Right.
Be a wider range.
That's also true, I hear you saying. Right. I mean, that's part of like the Rosh Hashanah anyway. It's like part of how you do business is you don't start getting, this is a little bit overcharged.
Right.
So you widen what's allowed to be overcharged, undercharged, and that allows the business to, it facilitates business.
Right.
The less breaks you have, the breaks in deals,
it
hampers the whole business activity when people start going back.
Okay, I think it's as close as we can get.
Yeah. Oh, so what's the other sheet they're talking from?
What sheet?
It's a range. It's from a shtus to a shlish.
From a shtus, they're under a shtus as well.
Like they're bottom mechila
l'alta.
Right. It's just to a shlish.
Well, you can't ascertain.
The what?
That's what you. So less than shlish, you can't ascertain altogether.
Right. Right. So be mechil alter.
Be mechil alter. And more than shlish, from shlish to shlish.
Oh no, yadal yona. Right, yadal yona, I think.
Right, but it's not bittul mecca.
Right.
It's not bittul mecca.
Right.
That's because of the range of the shuk.
Right.
Because the shuk demands that you could hit that the mech should be kayam, even on such a wide range.
But you mean, but if you have the yona, the guy can be chozer also, no?
Yes.
So you do have the guy can be involved in mech if he wants.
Right, yona or yona. He could be involved in mech, or.
Kanamachzer no.
And Chacham say,
Chacham have a simple
bittul mecca.
But the mecca of Rishtos, right?
I heard on the
other day. I'll talk to you later. So why can't you say the same idea?
Okay.
In other words, that if you go by the marketplace, so you have the ability to have it bichal. Up to a shlish. So it's true, he could be Yedal Yona, he could say Bittul Mecca. But he could also say Mecca Chayim, and he wants an Alpec. Because in terms of business, you could have a Mecca Chayim even if it's
up to a shlish.
Up to a shlish.
I mean, it's not like a mekach tos. It's not like
not a mekach tos.
Uh-huh. You mean it's still not mechila once it's more than a shtus?
Right.
I mean, there's a range where it's not mechila, but it's not bittul mecca.
Right.
And that's the range of ono.
Of ono.
Right. You mean he agrees? I mean, the first I was saying he's even agreeing, arguing on what's mechila.
Right.
And I'm saying no. He agrees mechila is only up to shtus. Everybody goes up to shtus.
That's sure.
But he's just holding bittul mekach is at a shlish.
That's right.
So now you end up with a range in between bittul mekach and mechila.
Right.
And that's oh no. According to Rabban, it's just 1 point, which is in between those two things.
Right. Okay. Right.
So it was, what's that question?
So Taff can do the same thing. He's in the same sort.
He's definitely in that framework of the show.
Sure.
Right. Definitely in that framework. But what's that question? Is Mechila change? The question when is Mechila change by the shock? Right. Both sides are holding Bittul Mekach by the shock definitely is more than Shlesh.
Right.
But the question is, is Mechila the same, consistent across the board? For a regular person, a shock is always a shtus. Or is Mechila also range up to a Shlesh? Right. If you go in by the God of the Shuk, you say the Gemara has two questions. According to Tarfon.
Right.
So is the God of the Shuk, is Mechila going to be different also? Mechila would be up to a Shlish. Or is Mechila always going to be the same as the other person, and be only a Shtos?
Hey, what's the final turn of Tarfon? That's from a Shtos and above, right?
How do they end up resolving the Tarfon? Isn't it that does Gemara ever resolve how Tarfon really holds?
I mean, you say like Kadesh Yar L'Tagra.
Well, Tarfon's holding. Rav Tarfon's holding Kol Yom, but we don't really know what he holds. Does he hold it's a rain? Does he hold that Mechila goes up to a Shlish? Or does he hold Mechila and goes up to a Shtus?
In the Kadesh Yar L'Tagra.
No, let's say it's Mechila Alter.
By where?
By whatever it is. I mean, that's not the Gemara's question of Tarfon. Is it up to a Shlish is Mechila Alter or up to a Shtus is Mechila Alter?
Yeah, but the Gemara resolves that, doesn't it? Gemara resolves that basically Rav Tarfon is up to a Shtus.
Is Mechila.
It's Mechila.
In between a Shtus and a Shlish is
right.
Or not.
Right.
Right, I guess. I mean, it resolves. You think that
it seems
way?
So, yeah.
Right. But then, could define that question in Rav Tarfon? Because the first way the Gemara wanted to say that Rav Tarfon doesn't hold by range, it's saying up to Shlish is Mechila.
I mean, they'll say that it's Mechila Gemara as in Laalter, even up to Shlish. Does everyone know?
It was saying it's Mechila Bechdeshi. Yeah, or Kol Yom, up to a Shlish. The first Agmar of Tarfon's holding up to a Shlish is it would be Mechila, presumably Kol Yom.
As opposed to?
The second way is saying.
But wasn't that before?
The Gemara and the Havamina, the first approach, wants to say, look, according to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan and Tarfon are equal. According to the Rabbanan, up to Shlish would be Bichdeshi Yara. According to Rabbanan, up to Shtus would be Bichdeshi Mechila Bichdeshi Yara. And according to Tarfon, up to Shlish would be Mechila of Kol Yom.
Okay.
And the Gemara says, no, really, Tarfon holds that, like the Rabbanan, up to a Shtus, Mechila is La'altar. But from a shtus to a shlish, that's his no mechila and just becomes a no.
Well, let's not know.
Okay.
So now where does it go?
So the mechila is the same.
Mechila is the same.
As the shuk in a regular between him and Rabbanan, the mechila is identical.
Meaning as b'chdesh yara.
By mechila?
What do you mean by mechila? Which case?
The mechila up to a shtus. Mechila be la alter up to a shtus.
Yes, right. That's correct.
That would be the same, according.
Everything.
Right. But I'm saying, according to the other way.
That's Mistara.
That's Mistara, that
one. That's what they hold.
Because either it's impossible to figure it out.
Right, because of the rush.
Because the rush is too.
Too pshat. That's where we go.
Right.
So the whole thing would be yes, Mishnah.
I mean, it's just a question of Bittul Mekach.
Right.
Do you say Bittul Mekach is yes, Mishnah, or Bittul Mekach of Bashlesh?
Right. Because it's still in the range of the marketplace.
Right. I'm just saying that according to the first way they learned from Tarfon, him and the Rabbanan are also arguing about Mechila.
Going to the first way.
Yeah, first way the Gemara wanted to learn from Tarfon. Where he's like these, like the Rabbanan structure.
Just one third all the way.
There's no range, it's just a point of one third, and they're holding it's a point of Ishtus.
And both of them will play Fiyar.
Right, but he would be Koyon, presumably.
I don't know. Let's learn this way.
That's enough. Okay, and the last thing is a.
Iboilu.
The last thing is Ishtus itself.
It's just something, which side does it go on?
Yeah, right. Why, what's that course question? It's a hard one.
It's on. If Tarfon goes above, it's just.
Right, it's just itself, he would say, is Mechil Alter.
That would
be no focus in him and the Chama, it's just itself.
Right. Right. But according to Rav Tarfon, the Shas itself is like Pachas Mishas.
Right.